this is really forcing us to think bigger and think different. So whatever that means, I'm not saying start a business. I'm not saying whatever. For some of you, I am saying that. But for a lot of people, just even starting to think of how this could be making you better is going to change your life. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans, welcome back to an episode of Questionably Awesome, where people ask questions and you just say awesome things back.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good morning.
Good morning. What if that's what we just said about all their questions? We're like, awesome.
Awesome. Great. We don't question. Know.
Not sure. In that boat with you. Isn't it funny that people like want to ask us questions?
I'm really, honestly, I'm very honored that people think I know what to do. I'm sure, I think the questions are aimed towards you, thank God, but
I don't think so. Here's what I think. I literally think people love the contrast of our answers to questions. And then I think we like, often we come together on them, but I do love the contrast of questions because, or of answers. Because it's so much fun. Like, I feel like I talk too much and then you just size it down. Like, you're like, that's a really great, massive bowl of eclectic whatever you had in there. Like, do you know that one meal that nobody wants to order that has like, it's good because it's spaghetti. It's like pasta and spaghetti, but it also has clams and then squid and then
a lot of stuff.
Like some weird seafood and they throw some fish in that's about to expire from the restaurant. And you're like, I see where the spaghetti is, but you just like put so much seafood in here that I'm so distracted. So I feel like that's my answers. And you're like, look at this walnut, crack it. That's your answer.
Here's your walnut. Wow. Thanks for making me sound wiser than I am, Lori. That means a lot.
Or I just essentially said you're nuts. I don't know.
Yeah, that's more like it.
It's all right. I'm a bowl of old fish, so it's it's totally fine.
How's life going in California?
Well, I feel like life has been really, really actually quite amazing because of what I've been focusing on. But before you guys get into this podcast, I just want to let you know that it's not going to go up from here.
This is as good as it gets.
A podcast where we come on and we get to connect with each other and have the best time of our lives for about 30 minutes. And then we go back to being normal. Like we have to put on this like world suit of like, let's watch our thing. I am. And here we can just be spaghetti and nuts. So
yeah, spaghetti and nuts, a new delicious combination.
I think they do have spaghetti and nuts. Anyway, how is my world? Let's see. Well, let me just tell you, this morning is so sunny. So I am like basking in the sun. It's starting to feel a little bit like summer here in California. Okay. It always feels like summer in California, but when the mornings get warm, that's when you're like, oh man, I can sniff good day. It just smells like a good day. And also I am having so much fun building this new business. And you know, it's crazy. I want to share something because I could absolutely say I'm having like such a hard time building this business, but that's literally everything I've ever experienced. And if I look at it as puzzle pieces and that I get to do like all of these different creative things and talk to all of these epic women, like I'm having the most amazing phone calls with women who are 20 million light years ahead of me, but I'm so enjoying it. Where I even noticed when I first started these phone calls, I was like, I don't even know what to ask. I'm not smart enough. This is horrible. I feel so uncomfortable. So I want to point out, like, I'm really focusing on what I get to do and how amazing this is and how exciting it is and how when three puzzle pieces don't fit, all I get to do is like throw them out and look at the other puzzle pieces. It's so interesting. So I truly am looking at how awesome it is and how diverse this is and how fun it is to be in something so new that I never have a moment of boredom. So yeah, I just want to say what you focus on is truly what you're going to find, because I could say this is really uncomfortable and I don't know if I'm going to succeed, or I could look at, oh my God, I'm so glad that every day is new. I get to be creative and I'm meeting these incredible women that I've always wanted to meet. So it's really epic.
It sounds like you're coming to it with a really thankful perspective.
I am, like, but that has to be chosen every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of choosing a thankful perspective every single day, I know that you are with your in-laws. And while in-laws are always like there, I know that all in-laws are always known to be your favorite people on the planet. No, I'm just kidding. Because they really are. Like, actually, my in-laws are really the most epic people that I think I've met in my life. But it's family. So you also have to learn how to navigate it. Here's the thing. You're not meant to live under the roof of your in-laws. You're just not. Like, unless they have some sort of sprawling ranch guest house in the back, then I'd consider it. So you guys...
Awesome.
Because you guys were in California quarantining early on, right? When you heard this, you were like, no, we're going to go so we can be with family because we can work from essentially anywhere. So you went back and you have been now for, is it over a month?
Yeah, it's been over a month.
Holy smokes. Okay. So tell the people, how is it? I need to know updates every single month. And I also need to know what your favorite meal that your mother-in-law made for you.
Oh, my mill makes so much good food. Honestly, I was having this conversation with Adam, and that the second I kind of started to be more accepting of being in a new place and not making when you just kind of accept where you are, things get so much easier.
Yep.
I don't know. It sounds so easy, but I was just being really resistant to, we don't know what our next plan is and what are we doing and how long are we here? And this is not our routine. And it's like, just chill out and go with the flow, do what you can. And that's made a huge difference. And plus, Adam's parents are amazing people. So they have been so accommodating to us. And I'd say my favorite meal, I'm trying to think. Oh, she made lasagna last night that was out of this world.
Tell me all about it. How many layers?
I think it had like 3 or 4 layers. It was heaven.
Like real mozzarella?
She actually uses cottage cheese.
Of course she does. Delicious.
Yeah. Takes it next level. Everything is just, she loves cooking and she makes everything with such care and joy. And it's really nice. I'm in a very cushy situation.
That is so nice. Isn't it nice to feel like, because here's the thing, you move out, you move away from your mom or your family and you don't really get like nurtured by a female like that. So sometimes when I'm in the presence and when my mother-in-law does it or my mom or like, even when I really miss my nail salon because I feel so nurtured by them. Like about even just like they literally seem like they love acts of service. So like when they massage your neck or they're like so excited to see you, or when my mother-in-law thinks of me and cooks something like chicken soup, if I'm a little like under the weather, I'm like, this is so nurturing. It is.
It means a lot.
Yeah. It's so special. As women, I just feel like we need to remember to do something like nurturing like that. And even... this is so crazy. Like, I don't know what happened in my 20s. I think I had friends who were very like, they needed to be really, really cool. So like as females, we never like really hugged or like braided each other's hair or put make. Like I was always that girl who wanted to put makeup on you and do your hair. And like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know, like all of those nurturing things like hugs and touch and whatever. And I stopped doing that. To the point where I like will notice if I have friends and I like just want to, I'm like, oh, let me braid your hair. Or let me fit like just random stuff like that. That's very female and nurturing. And I held back for years. And now I'm like, okay, you're a lot like you can nurture. And it feels so incredibly good. We are such natural nurturers. We want to nurture our friends like that. So a lot of times we cook or we want to cook and do those things that I think we should actually pay attention to. Put makeup on people if you want to. I think I put makeup on you, didn't I, Evans?
You did put makeup on me.
Do you know that that's like the ultimate act of me loving somebody? Just so you know. I must have liked you from the very beginning.
That was nice. It was like right when we first met. So
you were probably having the worst time of your life, but I was great. I remember you were super blotchy.
I did turn really blotchy because I think I was really nervous and I've always been scared to get my makeup done. But, you know, now I'm over it.
Oh my God. If people don't know what we're talking about, you just have to, was it your It was your first week?
I think it was my first or second week working for you.
So I had one of my photographer friends coming over, and she was going to teach me how to do photography, and I needed a model, and Evans was there and just started working for me. And I was like, guess what you're doing today for work? I was like, you're going to be my model. And so I made her sit down. I put makeup on her. I dressed her in like these flowy boho clothes, which I had no idea this was like actually her worst nightmare. And when I was putting makeup on her, her neck just started to break out in these blotches. And she's like, oh, this just happens when I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
like
shit.
It's nothing. Keep going.
Keep going. Make me beautiful. Oh, don't. This is horrible. And then now knowing you, you're probably like, I look like a crazy, you know, you probably just hated the makeup because it was a lot. Yeah.
It was so fun. It was a great, we had a lot of fun.
And you were a model on the beach.
Yeah.
Did you feel a little more free after that? Like, did that empower you at all? Or was it awful? Did you call your friends and be like, you guys, no.
No, it was really nice because it gets you out of your comfort zone. And it's like stepping into that feminine side of yourself. It was really nice.
Some of those pictures are still my favorite. I'm just saying.
They're really pretty. I still have them.
Yeah, you should probably change your profile, but no, it's fine. Yeah, don't worry about the professional pictures. Just pop that one up from your iPhone on a bench.
Yep. It's been up there since like 2006. Not going to change it.
She doesn't want the ones flaunting of her on the beach. Gives a different impression. Hey, did your mother-in-law make you any drinks this week? Any quarantinis or anything?
No, you know what? Surprisingly, I haven't had any alcohol this week. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Wow, something's happening.
I know.
You must be happy.
I was kind of for a while, like I feel like every night I'd had some wine or something. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, when you just feel like you need a little breather.
Oh yeah, Chris and I are saying that to each other. We're picking nights that we're drinking. I'm like, okay, so I need a couple dry nights. So what... We're like, okay, well, Wednesdays are our new cocktails, or earn your happy hour. Wednesdays at 6 is what we're doing. So IG lives and happy
hour.
Yeah,
I can't wait to watch the next one.
Yeah, edge of your seat, right? got it on your calendar. And then, oh my God, isn't it crazy with the amount of lives right now? I'm like, I'm trying to answer messages and I keep going accidentally on people's lives that I don't want to be on this person's live right now.
I know. Why is it like when you click on somebody's live on accident, I immediately feel like I've stepped into like their room or something. I'm like, sorry.
I feel like I caught them dressing or something.
Yeah.
Like if I'm not intentional, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to think I peeked into their closet.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares.
They want you on.
Yeah.
Like when we go on live, I'm like, where is everybody? Come peek in the closet. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Like I'm here. I'm exposing myself for you. Yeah.
Nope.
It's the worst. Yeah. So what was I saying? Oh yeah. Did you have a martini? Did you have anything besides that drink that your mom,
my mom, grandma, Mill? No, we haven't had any. We've just had some wine, but I haven't had anything all week. I've been drinking like water.
Wow. I don't know. Water.
Water. I've been drinking the water.
That's What's fine. It's fully acceptable. I love it. You probably feel really good. Like, honestly, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I just need a couple clear nights. There's sometimes, so this is not a plug, but it's a plug. Like when we ran out of light pink. So, which is the beverage company that I'm coming out with, but we ran out of it. So I've been having to drink other things and I've felt it where like with light pink, it's such a good neutral mix of stuff that I'm like, because that's what I wanted to make sure of, that you could drink a couple and still feel amazing. That I kind of just am like, not feeling great. Even if I have one glass of wine, it's really weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I love wine. That's also amazing.
Me too.
Do you have a quote?
I do have a quote. I went with a safe quote, but it's a good one. It's from Eckhart Tolle. Is that how you say his name?
Yep.
And he says, being at ease with not knowing is crucial for answers to come to you.
Oh, dang. That's everything
that
right now.
Good? Yes.
Huh. Kind of describes your week to a T. And you were just saying that this quote came to you immediately. Like it was just easy. And that's what you said. You fully accepted sitting in the uncertainty because you were like, I don't know what's happening next week. I don't know. And now you're like, I'm good. So now you can actually get some of the answers that you've probably been wanting. Like, or you know what? It's just enjoying like the present. It's so crazy.
So true. But do you do this thing where I like to do this thing in my mind where I'm like, okay, give me a sign. Like if this is the right thing, then a butterfly will like land on me or like a leaf will fall.
Uh-huh.
It's so stupid, but that never happens.
Yeah. Once in a while it will happen for me, but it'll come in an abstract way. Like so the sign will come for me sometimes like a week later. Like I'll be looking everywhere and then all of a sudden out of the blue, something will happen. And I'm like, it's where I would have never noticed it because I'm not looking anymore. It's when you stop looking for the sign that I think the sign comes.
Exactly.
But it'll be real weird. It'll be like you ask for a butterfly, but the butterfly will be on someone's shirt or in a painting. Yeah. So sometimes you just have to, you want something, but it changes shape. Don't get your panties all in a bundle. What is that? Is it a bundle in your butt crack? Are they talking about a wedgie or are they talking about you literally have a bundle or a bushel of underwear in a basket? And what if I want to put them all in a bundle? Like, what if I'm like feeling very organized and I bundle them up in my drawer? That actually brings happiness, not frustration.
I don't know. I think they mean more of a wedgie. And also I have a friend who like does this crazy fold of her underwear that it's so organized. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh my gosh. Folding underwear, like especially folding women's underwear. What do? You put the, like you just pile the strings into the little pouch and you leave it.
She does this crazy fold and it's like all so tidy. I just throw them in there because I'm a terrible person.
So I think that what I have to, you know what? I'm going to go through people's drawers and just be like, hey, it was so good to meet you. I need to peek in your underwear drawer and be like, terrible person. And then be like, ooh, tidy, smart, brilliant.
Very good. Very good.
I just want to point out that you have to be wearing, like she probably wears the cheeky underwear in order to be able to fold.
That's true, because you can't really fold a thong.
No, it's tough. It is tough to fold thongs. So I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't know if it's the best way of judging character. We'll have to find a new way. That's like folding bras.
Oh yeah, impossible.
Yeah, too much. All right, here's my quote. All right, Rob Siltanen, and I also think who made this famous, Steve Jobs, read this a lot as well. I believe it's Rob Siltanen who first said it. We'll see. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers. Obviously, this is a famous quote, but I'm obsessed. The round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as crazy ones, we see genius because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. I love that right now because I think that it's a much more challenging path to think bigger and to potentially see why this could be something that's happening for you. So that's how I am organizing this quote in my brain, is that you have to be crazy enough to think differently about what's happening in order to create a different outcome than just being a byproduct of everything that's going on and letting it occur and happen to you. So you just have to, this is really forcing us to think bigger and think different. So whatever that means, I'm not saying start a business. I'm not saying whatever. For some of you, I am saying that, but for a lot of people, just even starting to think of how this could be making you better is going to change your life. So that's my quote. Do we have a review?
I love that. Oh yeah, we do. The review is from L Page 81. L Page says, upbeat and informative. I've listened to 3 episodes so far and they were amazing. You must listen to the Jamie Kern Lima episode. It was so encouraging and has propelled me further in my business.
L Page, that is amazing. I'm so excited. I felt the exact same way when I was interviewing her. Thank you so, so much for your review. You're freaking amazing. Evans, I have to tell you, I've been getting so, like, whenever our podcasts come out, our Q&As, like, I get so many awesome, I just feel like I should screenshot all of them all the time because sometimes you're not tagged. But I had somebody who wrote me this morning about our podcast, which was so amazing because I was going to pop up here, obviously, and record with you. And she said, I have not laughed once since this quarantine started and listened to three questionably awesome episodes and was dying laughing. So thank you so much.
That
for,
is so nice.
Yeah, I get them all the time. So it's awesome. So anyway.
People are so nice.
They're just the best. And you got to look for that, right? I went down a little bit of a funky rabbit hole yesterday where I was looking at what was really negative about certain people. And I just went bananas on this walk. And then I said to Chris, because sometimes he'll feed into what I'm saying, like, yeah, like, and so will I with him, right? And I was like, we got to change this right now because I'm upset with humanity. So we changed it. And then I was super great at the end of the walk. But it just happens, but you got to catch yourself, right? It's like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to feel this way. So why am I choosing it? Because there's a weird part of me inside that's like, like, and loving like the, just the low level, grimy just feeling of
negative.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't feed that part of you. Like, don't feed that blobfish inside of you. It's going to grow and take over.
I did the same thing yesterday after work. I was really frustrated and I was like, I'm just going to get mad and yell at everything. And but sometimes you just got to let it out. And then it's like, okay, that was ridiculous. Let's move on.
Oh, so good. Evans, clearly we haven't been talking as much. So I'm like, should we answer a question? Let's do it. How are you on time right now?
Great on time.
Okay, had to check. Sounds good. Let's get a question in here.
These questions are about growth.
Sounds great for right now.
Okay. This is from Sarah Griffin Street. Whoa.
Like
Sarah
that.
Griffin Street. Cool.
Ooh.
How do you choose which path to focus on? The world is so big and I want to do so much. That's
this
cool.
is so good. Well, I really believe that you can't necessarily skip over a chapter. So obviously your life is, let's say your life is like a book and you're like, yeah, but I want chapter, you're on chapter 3 and all you're thinking about is chapter 20. So what happens sometimes is there's a million different like chapters before chapter 20 and you just have to start taking the one that's like in front of you and reading the chapter that's in front of you or looking for what's next. Like, okay, what is the next most interesting thing that I could do or the thing that lights me up the most? And a lot of times they're a lot smaller than you want them to be, right? Like sometimes we have to take all of these different jobs that don't necessarily light us up as much, but we have to do our best there and figure out why we're doing each thing we're doing there. So whether it's a job or whether it's a like a project or whether it's launching something a lot smaller than you want, or starting out in a business and being really, really like slow or small or only making $300 that first month, like you can't skip those chapters. You cannot skip them. You can't go to chapter 35 and know what to do or know who to be without having had all of the experience or knowing the entire story and putting the puzzle pieces together. Because so many times, you guys, I tried so hard to skip chapters and I had some opportunities where I got to show up in places where I was at chapter 35. And I was like, oh, I get it now. This is too soon. I don't know these things. I'm not clear on this. I don't have this to offer. I didn't put in that time or work. I didn't do this. Like, and it wasn't a place of like beating myself up. It was a realization that I had to like slow down and get present and be really, really grateful for all of the in-between. Because sometimes we can look at a girl and get really jealous or look at someone's career and be like, oh my God, I should be there. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't do all the foundational work she did. Like, so you really have to see what's next for you. Yes, there's a million paths, but you just have to start taking one. Like literally put your blinders on, start taking one. And when you realize you've gotten all that you need from that, go to the next path. And it's going to keep on doing that. But we get stuck in this place of, say we're in California and we want to get to Indiana. It would literally be like, Evans, if when you guys were on your road trip, you never ever left because you couldn't decide which road to take. Like you just decided. Oh. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. This one seems great. Yeah. But this one goes through, you know, Idaho, or this one goes and you cannot stop looking at and comparing. You just have to be like, great, we're picking this one and we're going to get there and see, you know, or if we need to turn or take this different path, if roads are closed, we're going to figure that out when we get there.
Right. Have faith in your that you made the right choice. Yeah, just try. Just start.
Just start. That's the only thing you can do. Just start. And honestly, even when you start, it's not going to feel like the right one. I've never started and been like, this is right. I've always started and been like, but she's doing this. So start and try to be present.
It's so hard because on social media, especially, there are all these successful women, which is amazing that you get to see into their lives every day. But you also, it's confusing because you're like, how did she do that? Like, I could do that. And you're like, hey, she put a lot of work and many years of blood, sweat, and tears into this. So
yep.
That's just going to happen overnight.
Yep. Or there's a lot on the line, right? Like, you're like, wait, how did she launch this huge thing or this massive company? And then you're like, wait, she definitely worked really hard to get investors. And now she's carrying so much risk on her shoulders. Like, wow, props to her. People don't think of that stuff. Like, yeah, right. You may have this or this may be happening, but imagine the level of risk that they've taken and uncertainty that they have decided to bear by doing what they do. So I can't be mad at anyone who I'm like, ooh, maybe I wasn't willing to do that yet. Maybe I wasn't willing to feel that stupid showing up in an area where I didn't know anything and they were. So interesting, isn't it?
Really is.
It's the ever, like, we'll be forever navigating this. And I think the more you can just be okay with not knowing or losing things or failing, it's going to be great. So, all right, what's the next cue?
The next cue is, where am I here? Oh, okay. How do you change your negative thoughts so you can grow?
I think this is you. We kind of talked about this.
Oh, yeah. I have negative thoughts all the time.
Same. Same.
Because I'm a human.
Mm-hmm. I'm having one right now looking at myself on this Zoom. Like, in the morning.
Me too. I've been like, what's happening?
I'm like, take care of yourself, huh?
I've been feeling the same way. They come, especially during this quarantine, it's easy for the negativity to seep in a lot more, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm just constantly trying to check myself. And
so once you check yourself, like, can you actually let me in on the voices in your head that are happening when you realize it? Because it is truly, we're only, I don't know if you guys realize this, but you're not only the negative voice, but you're also the coach. So like, it's great, right? We need both of them because the negative voice is really only coming from the place of survival. So once you realize that and you're like, oh, that's my survival voice that I need to differentiate what I need and what I don't. So tell me about the conversation in your head.
For instance, like I was thinking, oh, wow, I've been here for 4 weeks and I feel like I haven't done anything for like any personal projects or like expanded myself in any way. And then I think, A, there's a quarantine. So like it's very, the energy in the world right now is nerve-wracking in so many ways. So give yourself grace. Second, like just think about the things you have done. Okay, this has been my schedule. And then I'll start to think like, okay, yeah, I have been working a lot, but here's how I can fit some things in moving forward. So like today I put something on my calendar for tomorrow and I need to like really, I told you this week, I've been having trouble with my calendar. I didn't even know what day it was yesterday when we were supposed to do a Zoom. So it's just like, hey, it's okay. Just reel it in, get it back together. And also think about the good things that have been happening. Like I've been bonding with my in-laws and my husband and seeing a lot of amazing people on Zooms that I haven't been able to see. So I guess that's one way that I reframe it. Just like take it layer by layer.
You have to do that, especially right now. It's like, okay, so a lot of people are in different positions with people or their spouses are home or they're with their roommates or some are alone. Like that factor in and of itself, you guys, we think like, oh, this is like slower time and time off to figure things out. Yeah. Except you just got handed a completely different set of circumstances. And when things drastically change like that and you get thrown out of your pattern, that takes time to even settle in emotionally. Like I think even just part of the reason why I've been able to like get, move this business forward a bit is only because I didn't get disrupted as much as a lot of other people because I was already at home, working from home, those types of things. So, in the first 4 weeks, I was super disrupted because I didn't have my team here, everything, for the home, like we have an amazing housekeeper that was coming to help me with the house. And now I'm like, holy crap, I'm doing all this house stuff that is like on top of running all these businesses. And I for some people, they're like, oh, shut up. Like I have 4 kids and I take care of the house. I feel you. I cannot imagine what it's like having everybody there and thinking that you are supposed to move things forward. Like what a crazy, we're going to all have crazy, like Christine Hassler says, expectation hangovers. And I think that's what the first 4 weeks of this was just like, because everyone was like, oh, more time. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, and for some people, they may feel that way, but maybe their circumstances were very different. But I do know a lot of people are like, are you kidding me? Like, now I'm homeschooling my kids. Now I'm like, you know, my kid just has spaghetti for hair now, like 24/7. There's macaroni and crevices, like, because I'm just done. like, somehow I have macaroni and crevices because I'm just done as well. So,
me too. Like, I can't imagine for all the parents out there, they just, you guys, like, you're just surviving right now because I cannot imagine being having kids with me all the time and teaching them their school lessons. Have you done math recently? Because I don't know what kids' math is like these days. It's so hard.
I never did math when I needed to do math. So, no, not at all. The most math I do is on my iPhone. So, the calculator.
You do, I use my calculator.
Yeah, and even that gets tricky sometimes because I'm like, wait, do I hit equal after I want the answer or do I just go back to the plus? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Why'd that double that up? Okay, I can do math on my iPhone. I need to clarify to the world. But even if I couldn't, you could still get ahead. Someone else could read that calculator for me. Sorry.
Just ask Alexa.
Exactly. Totally. All right. What are you leaving us with?
Leaving you with brighter days are coming.
They're already here.
They're here.
That's what you focus on. Yeah. Like, boom. So tell me something. Is it sunny when you look up at a gray sky or is it gray?
Oh, honestly, yesterday's answer was gray. But today it's sunny.
But isn't it interesting that when you like can go up above everything in an airplane, all of a sudden it's the nicest day ever?
Yes.
I'm like, shit, Delta, you just showed me that my bad day got changed immediately.
Right?
Like, isn't that the weirdest feeling when you're in an airplane and it's like raining and it's crappy and all of a sudden, like when I would fly out from the Midwest, like when I lived in Minneapolis, it'd be like pouring and I'm like, this is dangerous. And we're like bouncing through the clouds and then all of a sudden you're like, shh.
And then it's so relaxing and bright and happy.
And then you're like, cocktail.
Give me that Chardonnay.
Frank Sinatra starts playing in the plane. Come fly with me, Liz. Oh, that's what we can do with our perspective.
Oh, honestly, after this is over, I can't wait to ride on a plane.
I can't either. It's so much fun. Like, I even like how bad the food is. Like, I'm like, yes, bring me more Cheez-Its. Yes, bring me a dish of warm nuts. Yes, please. And give me that delicious brie cheese. Yes. And I mean it. Give me that delicious brie cheese that's been back there for 2 months that tastes a little bit weird, but up here it is good. But
it is luxury.
Oh, yeah. Third glass of wine. I'm just like, you, what's your name? You're so pretty. Oh, my God. You are just a light. I love you. Okay. Here we go. Tell your mother-in-law I said hi. Ooh, I love that blanket with a little cocktail bunny on it.
Target.
They can't see what I'm talking about, so that just sounds weird. It's like a little bunny tail at the end, but it's not a bunny. No rabbits were harmed while making the Target blanket.
No, it's faux fur.
Faux fur. Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, this is the end of the podcast.
Yeah, so, have a great, I hope everyone has a great day.
Yeah, we hope everyone has a great day. We hope that you can manage to last 6 days before our next episode comes out. If not, just go back to the archives and we'll keep you hopping. So until next time, be questionably awesome and you'll be just fine. Bye, Evans.
Yep. Bye, Lori.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.